This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Adam Silver, you were dead wrong for that, homie. Dead wrong. What's up? This is Maggie and Perloff. I am executive producer EJ Stewart filling in for Maggie Gray and Andrew Perloff. We will get into the Eagles' quest for a Super Bowl repeat, plus the, quote, robust trade market that is getting underway potentially for quarterback Matthew Stafford later in the show. Number to call in, 855-212-4227. Adam Silver, shame.
Shame.
LeBron James, shame.
Shame.
Anthony Edwards, shame.
Shame.
TNT, inside the NBA, NBA on TNT, shame.
Shame.
Draymond Green, shame.
Shame.
Kevin Hart, shame.
Shame.
Mr. Beast, someone that a lot of people will probably have no idea who the hell he is, shame.
Shame.
Shame, shame, shame.
Shame.
All of those gentlemen played key elements in what was an absolute embarrassment of a production by the NBA at last night's All-Star game. An event that once was revered as a blend of athletic excellence and a celebration of American pop culture, or as it was once put in an ESPN Anscape article in 2019, the Black Super Bowl. But one that we all enjoyed. The pageantry, the celebrities, the glitz, the glamour, the amazing athleticism. All can enjoy what usually has become, usually has been All-Star weekend for the NBA and the All-Star game on Sunday. But to be honest, today exists only a sick irony that the circus sideshow that we were subjected to 1 week off of the heels of the NFL's Super Bowl, the biggest sporting event we have in North American sports, took place last night. But as I painfully sat through those 3 hours, that included bits from Kevin Hart that were unfunny in 2016, kids with mullets shooting three-point half-court shots, one or two or 30 too many Bowl Bowl references during an NBA All-Star game telecast, and Draymond Green temper tantrums. I sat back and I feel like this comes back to really two primary issues. Number one, the NBA is currently led by a commissioner who has absolutely no pulse of what basketball fans actually want.
Shame.
And number two, the NBA is led currently by the corniest generation of superstars in the history of the sport.
Shame.
And nothing will change until either one of those elements are completely replace. 855-212-4227. So last night's All-Star game took place in San Francisco. We had a new format that included a tournament, that included games that went only to 40 points, that included a Rising Stars team that played on Friday night, and because they won a tournament on Friday night, they then got to play in the NBA All-Star game on Sunday night, all of which was quite confusing maybe for those who are used to watching an All-Star game and perhaps being subjected only to guys going half-ass, guys not giving great effort, guys going out there and just getting a sweat in, and guys really, for the last, I'd say, 5 to 10 years, really disgracing what has been All-Star Sunday night. But things changed last night. Things went got a little more weird last night. And it began with the tone of the night being set by the current GOAT. And I would argue the OG of corny in the NBA, and that is LeBron James, who says he is a man who's an historian of the game, a man who says that he take great pride in being a steward of the game of basketball, a steward of the NBA, an ambassador for the league. A guy who claims to understand the history and understand the importance of what the NBA means to people, not just in the U.S., but all across the globe. And on this grand stage that is the NBA All-Star Weekend, LeBron James didn't bother to show up Friday or Saturday, then showed up late on Sunday, walked into a press conference room, and said, yeah, I'm not playing. Yeah, I got some foot or ankle or something, I don't know. I can't play, so I'm not going out there. And to me, watching LeBron James go up to that press conference, say that he can't play because of a foot and ankle injury, injury he played through the last game of the regular season before we got to All-Star break, after showing up 2 hours before the game in sweatpants and a backwards strap back hat, and then saying, oh, I know I can't play, I'm not feeling great, my foot's whatever, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And to me, it just dawned on me what has been the biggest issue with the NBA right now is there are too many factors and too many people who say and feel that nothing matters. For LeBron James, the All-Star game just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that he decided 2 hours before the game to not play, not give anybody any notice, not give anybody any idea about what was going to happen, which in turn took away a spot from a player who making an All-Star game would have meant a lot. I know it may sound like, oh, it's just an All-Star game, who cares? Well, you know what? To Norman Powell, a guy who may never see an All-Star game again, it does mean a lot. Okay, to Devin Booker, a guy who's a younger player who's trying to continue to advance his legacy in the NBA, an All-Star game appearance would have meant a lot. There are some guys where if you didn't want to be a part of this, you could have given it to somebody else who would have taken the situation and taken the honor and taken the prestige of being named an NBA All-Star and taken it seriously. But nothing matters to these NBA stars. All-Star games don't matter. Regular season games don't matter. All that matters is when am I getting paid and when is the playoffs? And I would say that that would be okay if it weren't for the fact that we've seen the NBA struggle to gain TV ratings, struggle to keep fan interest for the many months an NBA season exists, you only have a few moments in the NBA calendar, particularly when you're battling with the NFL, to actually stake your claim and make a case and get people invested as you move towards the playoff push. The NBA All-Star Weekend is your biggest opportunity. But these guys don't care. It does not matter to these guys. And it starts with LeBron James, the OG of corny, who decided a long time ago, it just doesn't matter whether or not I show up to an All-Star game, don't show up to an All-Star game, take a guy's spot, don't take a guy's spot. Yeah, I'm a big historian. I love the game, basketball. But, you know, one of the premier events of the NBA season, it doesn't really matter to me. And then what happens? Guys follow suit. So then Anthony Edwards, who was an all-go, there was no issue with him in terms of being able to play, being on an injury report. All of a sudden, the game start, and everybody's like, where the hell is Anthony Edwards? Where is he? He was like, we need an APB. We were like, he was on a milk carton. And then we learned after the game, oh, well, actually, he had a groin injury or a cold, because that's what Marcus Spears put out, that it was a cold. Then someone else is saying it's a groin injury. You don't know what the hell is going on in Anthony Edwards. So then now he's not playing. So now the GOAT of your current generation thinks this doesn't matter. And then one of the guys that you are positioning as the future face of the NBA also doesn't matter. It is a generation of corny in the NBA when it comes to these NBA stars.
Shame.
And then to make matters worse, we get to the actual games, which became, again, a tournament of young players playing in one game, plus teams that were drafted by Shaq and Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley. And it became an event that became really nothing about the NBA season, nothing about the NBA players. It became an absolute sideshow. You have Kevin Hart, who I don't know where anybody was clamoring for more Kevin Hart. We at the discussion around NBA All-Star Weekend, we've probably had 75 to 100 ideas that have been floated out there about how to improve NBA All-Star Weekend. I would be pressed to find one person, article, podcast, radio show, TV show, that sat there and said, you know what this NBA All-Star game needs? More Kevin Hart. Not one person you would find that would say that adding Kevin Hart to this cocktail of bizarre sideshow nonsense with what we needed. But that's what we got. So we got Kevin Hart calling Shaq a porn star director. We have games being stopped in the middle of the game so you can have guys on TNT get flowers for not leaving.
Shame.
I mean, to think about the fact that you got some of the best players on the planet. You're talking about Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry, Jason Tatum, guys who we should be talking about the stories of what's going on in this NBA season. A lot of people who've been watching football, they actually don't know what's been happening during the NBA season. They've checked out because guess what? You screwed up the NBA season so much that so many people don't care. So people are tuning in. This is their first, really, maybe some of these people, their first real interaction with these guys maybe since Christmas. Maybe they tuned in for Christmas because that's a big part of the NBA season and then went back to football because the playoffs were happening. Did you learn anything about what was happening in terms of what are the storylines? Who are the better teams? What are the headlines or what are the storylines to be following as we head into the playoffs? We got none of that. But you know what we did get? We did have signed autographed jerseys for Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley. That's what we did get during an NBA All-Star game. And as we sit here the day after trying to figure out where to go from here, there were a lot of different excuses, a lot of different explanations, and a lot of frustration that came from what happened last night. And I think the guy who really tried to put his stamp as to the ridiculousness that was going on in terms of his disapproval of it was Draymond Green, who took multiple opportunities to express his displeasure with what was going on. Here's Draymond Green talking about what he thought was very wrong about this year's All-Star game.
You work all year to be an All-Star, and you get to play up to 40, and then you're done. This is so unfair to Victor Wembanyama, who just took this game really seriously, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who just took this game really seriously. When you talk about chasing after the points records, Melo, Kobe, and all these guys who've had great scoring nights, they don't get the opportunity to do that with this game. Also, we can watch some rising stars. We're about to watch the Olympic team. Now we get the treat of watching the Olympic team play against a U19 team. Come on, what are we doing? This is ridiculous.
Let's hear more from Draymond Green, who went further into the idea that the guys who got to play in the All-Star game did not get enough time on the court because of the so-called rising stars that got to participate in this year's event.
They can't do that. They don't get to etch their name in the history books. It's the reason you get an All-Star, Kobe Bryant All-Star MVP award.
Scale of 1 to 10, your thoughts of the format?
10 being the best?
Yes.
A zero sucks. Same basketball.
I feel like Draymond Green should put on a SpongeBob SquarePants costume, and he should recreate the meme of the wanted poster where SpongeBob is playing a police officer looking for a criminal to figure out what happened in Bikini Bottom, only for the wanted poster to look like him. And to be honest, Draymond Green dressing up like a clown would be very apropos for who Draymond Green is as a player and a person at this point in his career. Because did the format be, was it weird last night? Sure. Was it ideal? Absolutely not. But for Draymond Green to sit here and complain about young guys getting to play Sunday night in an All-Star game that they did not earn because they did not make the All-Star game, without the acknowledgement that the reason these guys are having to be in the game is because players like Draymond Green, who have been All-Stars, who have walked on that court and soiled on the legacy of All-Star Weekend, the performances of a Kobe Bryant in an All-Star game, of a Michael Jordan, of a Walt Clyde Frazier, of an Oscar Robertson, of a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, guys who went out there and actually gave a damn about an All-Star game because they decided that that didn't matter. Because again, where are we? We're in the generation of NBA players where nothing matters. The NBA has no choice but to say, what is the only way we can get these guys to give 50% effort in a damn All-Star game for 10 minutes? Because this game was the 40. It wasn't like they were playing a full game. How do we get 10 minutes of decent effort? Well, we got to shame them into potentially losing to a bunch of backups and G League guys. That was the only chance the NBA had. And I'm not saying it was an idea I would have came up with, but how am I going to sit here and blame the NBA for that? I'll blame Adam Silver, and we're going to have plenty of time to blame Adam Silver for a lot of things. But Adam Silver trying to figure out what is the only way I can get some kind of competitiveness from these guys. You know what? The embarrassment of losing to Dalton Connect and to Jalen Wells may do enough to get Steph Curry to actually play some defense. It may do enough to get, you know, Jaylen Brown and Kyrie Irving to give a damn. And you know what? To their credit, they did. Draymond Green can complain all he wants. He can cry all he wants. But you know what? That was the most entertaining part of the night. Those Rising Star guys went out there and they gave some effort. And the stars of the NBA, the corny stars we have in this generation, were like, oh, damn, we don't want to get embarrassed. So I guess we do have to kind of play a serious game. And guess what? You actually got some defense. There was a foul called. Who would have thought you see a foul called in the NBA All-Star game? That's how intense it got. But you know what? That was the best part of the night. Draymond Green goes up there, complains about a problem that he caused. Your friends, you yourself, your generation, you guys decided the All-Star game didn't matter. You guys decided that this didn't mean anything. So guess what? Nothing matters, right? All right, so what difference does it make if Dalton Connect is playing in the All-Star game? Because nothing matters. He says that what he's talking about is ridiculous. I think what he said is ridiculous. Because I understand, again, being frustrated about what was going on. And I think he makes good points in the on the surface that it doesn't make sense for guys who did not make an All-Star game or did not qualify to make an All-Star game to play in the All-Star game. But as my favorite saying goes, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Draymond, you and your friends have been playing stupid games for a decade, making this game unwatchable. So now we have to subject ourselves to watch you guys play against Rising Stars. And I really feel like Charles Barkley, despite a lot of the issues that the TNT broadcast had last night, and boy, there were a ton, I think he said it best when he tried to respond to Draymond Green during the game.
I'm going to disagree with Draymond a lot. You know, it's, listen, we're trying to end the thing. You know, I use the analogy like when your kids mess up the house, you make them clean it up and they complain and they mess the game up. That's why we're trying kamikaze stuff out here right now. So his generation messed the game up. So don't act like he's mad because they're trying to use rookies and we're doing every type of trick to make this weekend exciting.
I mean, he's exactly right. And again, I can't sit here and tell you that these are all the right answers. I don't know if I wanted to see, you know, I like him in Thompson, but I don't know if I needed to see him in the All-Star game. A lot of people probably turned on this game and said, who the hell are these guys? None of them wearing their own jerseys. You can't see any of their names on the back. So, you would have had no clue what was happening if you're not more than an NBA casual. I'm an NBA lifer, and I was having trouble being like, wait, is that Keyonte George? Okay, that is Keyonte George. Just like Charles Barkley said, you messed the game up. And now you have an opportunity perhaps to fix it because now you have all this backlash. But I had to sit there and listen to Draymond Green tamper tantrums for 3 hours and listen to Kevin Hart unfunny jokes. And I'm like, yo, what are we doing, bro? What are we doing? Look, I will say one thing. It was a great night for EJ Agendas. Because I feel like I come on this show every week, Monday through Friday. I sit behind that glass. And when we talk about the NBA, I talk about people's frustrations with the NBA on TNT broadcasts. I talk about the frustration people have with Adam Silver, his inability to understand really what the current basketball fan is looking for. And I think because we're so into a football mindset and we're so into like, well, we just turn on the playoffs and the playoffs are good. So like, I guess what difference does it make? I think there perhaps isn't, there wasn't quite the awareness of how bad the issues are. So it was a great night for EJ Agendas. EJ's agendas went 100 for 100. I went for 75 last night. I went for Kobe Bryant 81. Like, everything I said about what was wrong about the NBA has been put front and center. You got a TV show that thinks that they're more important than the guys on the court. You got current players with a lack of accountability or a lack of awareness about what is actually wrong with the NBA. You got NBA players who don't actually care about the actual game. All things that I've been saying for about 5 years at this point. And it was all front and center, and that's why I sit here and I look at Adam Silver and I say, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? Because I feel like this is a guy who's been resting on his laurels for a good while because of the goodwill he gained from early decisions like getting rid of Donald Sterling and other events that took place early in his tenure. And we look at where the league is going. You have to ask, is this guy really the right leadership? That guy put Mr. Beast on and gave him a microphone for 5-10 minutes during an NBA All-Star game. That guy gave signed jerseys to guys who already played in the NBA during an NBA All-Star game. Draymond Green was talking about rising stars playing, and that was ridiculous. I think that was ridiculous. 855-212-4227. What did you think of last night's NBA All-Star game? What was the issue? Because I don't think anyone really was happy about the product. I think there are some people who will take some things that, like I said, I had really no issue with the rising stars part of it because it actually was competitive for once. But somebody's going to complain about Kevin Hart. Someone wants to complain about LeBron James, Anthony Edwards, Draymond Green. You got a full gambit. I want to hear from you, and I want to hear how you would fix the All-Star game because I have some ideas. I think there are some things that can be done that can save this thing because I do think it is worth saving. I think there is too much history. I think there's too much. It's too important to the NBA calendar. I think for a league where we sit here and we struggle with garnering any kind of attention beyond the NBA playoffs and opening night and Christmas, I think to say, you know what? Yep, this is another thing that used to be important that now is no longer important. I think to say we need to just throw this thing away. I think you're talking about walking the NBA right down to that, you know, death valley of being completely irrelevant for 4 or 5 months until the playoffs, which is basically where Major League Baseball has been for a lot of people. So what are your ideas to fix it? I have some. I'll tell you that after the break. 855-212-4227 is the number call. This is Maggie and Perloff. EJ Stewart filling in.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This was actually one of the hardest moments of the night, to be honest. DJ Cassidy passed the mic with a halftime performance that included a full Bay Area performance that included Too Short, included E-40, In Vogue, Sweetie. That part actually was okay. You know, of all the things that went wrong with the halftime show, or rather the All-Star game yesterday, I actually kind of dug the halftime show. I was like, oh, this is something that they kind of got right here. It's also very hard to kind of do regional music and make that appeal to everybody, but I kind of feel like anybody could have enjoyed that part of the night. It was the only part of the night that actually moved with any kind of urgency. It's EJ Stewart filling in for Maggie and Perloff here on the Maggie and Perloff Show. Number to call in 855-212-4227. All-Star game last night was an embarrassment, a disgrace, a pathetic showing, and everyone was to blame. There's shame to go all around. Adam Silver, LeBron James, Anthony Edwards, Draymond Green, NBA on TNT, Mr. Beast. I'm not going to throw the kid with the mullet as one of the guys who deserves shame because he did win $100,000. He's going to be able to pay for some college tuition. So I'm happy for that guy. I don't know if I need to see that during the All-Star game, but I am happy for that kid that he did hit that shot. It seemed like Dame Lillard was basically begging him to make it. He kept throwing up brick after brick to be like, please, bro, just make this so you can get this $100,000. While Mr. Beast is telling them, hey, man, we're about to go to commercial break if you miss this next shot. I mean, what are we doing here, bro? That was embarrassing. But we sit here and you think, okay, last night, probably not the future of the NBA All-Star game. This thing's going to last. So you start thinking, all right, how do we fix this thing? And to me, I have a few options. I'm going to give you two scenarios that I think could make this thing work. Number one, you take a page out of what we saw in the NHL. And I'm not sure if you guys got to check out the NHL. And I'm kind of mad that I didn't watch this live because what's been happening and what happened during the Four Nations event that's been taking place over the last week has been absolute just awesome. It's been a heater. It's been everything you'd want in terms of seeing the greatest athletes in a certain sport go at it in a competitive way. It included a game between USA and Canada in hockey that started with basically brawls to begin the game because it's on site when USA plays against Canada in hockey. Another sport, another league in the NHL that has struggled with how to make their All-Star weekend, their All-Star break exciting. They have dawned on to this Four Nations event that has been absolutely phenomenal. You got awesome competitiveness. You got guys playing hard, and you got guys playing with pride, something that we haven't seen in an NBA All-Star game in 15 years. So when I look at that, I say, okay, maybe it's time we take a page out of that book. Maybe it's time we do make this thing more international. So my first way I would change the NBA All-Star game is I think you got to try this USA versus world format. It's something that I feel like I've been trying to avoid because I'm not particularly a fan of guys who I think probably aren't the best 24 players making the All-Star game, because when you look at putting together a world team, and the NBA is an international game, there are a lot of international stars. But I think the likelihood that you may find a way to throw in a Bogdan Bogdanovich or someone like that to fill a 12-man roster of 12 players, I think that scenario is perhaps likely, and then you perhaps have guys making All-Star games that actually don't deserve it. But at this point, it doesn't really matter. We need to try to find some way to make this thing watchable, because this is supposed to be a game for the fans. And I don't think there was anything from last night that you would say cater to fans of basketball. If you're a fan of basketball, you don't care about Mr. Beast. You don't care about Kevin Hart. You don't care about inside the NBA getting a 10-minute ceremony in the middle of an All-Star game. To honor them, even though they're not going anywhere. They're simply going to a different network. They're not quitting covering NBA basketball. Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, Kenny Smith, Ernie Johnson, all those guys will still have jobs next year. If you're a basketball fan, you didn't care about that. So at this point, it's about putting together something that the fans can actually enjoy. And I think what we did see during the Olympic Games, that when those guys put USA on their chest and they went up against the Serbias and the Frances and those teams in the Olympics, we saw very competitive basketball, guys playing with a lot of pride, guys playing with a lot of energy. I'm not saying you're going to get the intensity of an Olympic game, but will you get some competitiveness for some guys that will wear that USA in their chest and think, I'm not trying to lose 2, 3, 4 years in a row to some guys from around the country or around the world, rather, that want to embarrass us? I think there's a chance maybe that works. That'd be my first. What was that, say again? Right. There's this attitude that the international game has become the main game, and where really the basketball as a sport is going. I think that you'll have some guys take some pride in that. So that'd be my first option, perhaps. My second option would be just give the guys who win $5 million. Because at the end of the day, the only language these guys speak is money. The only color these guys see is green. And the fact of the matter is, when they go to this All-Star game, I think they look at the 10 million commercials that are happening. They see every little bit being sponsored by Hyundai and Sprite and McDonald's. And they see all this money that the NBA is making off of literally every single thing that's happening in All-Star Weekend. And while it is baked into their CBA that they revenue share, I think they're looking at this and saying, where is our cut of this? Why are we here while everybody else seems to be making all this money? So you got to talk to them in a language that they understand. And then because these guys are the corniest generation of stars that we've ever had in the NBA, the only thing they care about is money. So put up a number that would make these guys interested. I start with $5 million. I don't know if it has to be more. Maybe you can get away with a little less. They tried to do the charity thing a couple years ago. That didn't work. I love charity, but these guys don't care about that. They want money that they can put in their own pockets. So you know what? All right, fine. We're just going to give you guys $5 million. And guess what? That it may actually help the regular season, because what you will have is maybe you won't have so many guys taking games off, load managing, guys not giving great effort during the regular season, because guys will want to make the All-Star game so they can make that extra $5 million. Go back to East versus West and then put home field advantage in the NBA All-Star game up on the line for the NBA Finals. That would be my suggestion if you go back to East-West. You got to put the bread up and you got to put real stakes on the game. And I hate that we've come to this. I don't necessarily want to have stakes on an NBA All-Star game, but these guys are the worst. I don't know what else to tell you. So to me, those are the ways I would look at fixing the NBA All-Star game. I want to hear from you, 855-212-4227. My guy Manny Rodriguez is sitting in Bogus's chair today. It's like a full behind-the-glass takeover we got going on.
Look at what happens. Look at what happens on President's Day. Beautiful things.
Yeah, well, you know, two basketball fans got the worst basketball experience of a lifetime, and that's when we stepped into these chairs.
Yeah, well, that's just how the ball rolls.
There you go. That's a great euphemism for that. What do you got for us this week on our headlines?
Well, EJ, we're sponsored by Progressive Insurance, and for insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Seven new massage therapists have come forward now alleging Ravens kicker Justin Tucker of inappropriate sexual behavior, driving that number up to 16, according to the Baltimore Banner. The seven new therapists each described their experience with the kicker with the banner, all of them similar to the ones that broke a few weeks ago. The women say Tucker's actions occurred between 2012, his rookie year, through 2016. Tucker's representatives declined to comment in detail about the new allegations, instead pointing to Tucker's statement on X posted on January 30th, in which he said he did not, quote, act inappropriately at any point during, before, during, or after a professional bodywork treatment, and accused the banner of, quote, desperate tabloid fodder.
Very disturbing story happening. I'm going to go around the room. We got my guys Ray and Alex behind the glass here. I'll start with you, Manny. Does Justin Tucker kick in the NFL ever again?
In the NFL? How old is he again?
I don't know, but let's say mid-30s.
Yeah. In the NFL, I think so.
Okay.
I think, listen, man, there's
35 is the
He's 35. I think he's still, I mean, we see kickers, you know, kicking until they're in their 40s. So I do think that we'll see, unfortunately, Justin Tucker, unless, you know, this is all false. I think he's going to kick again. Will it be for the Baltimore Ravens? I don't know. I mean, you think about all the baggage that is now on Justin Tucker, you couple that with that 35 years old and, you know, the production from last season going down a lot. I don't know if it's just worth it to the Ravens anymore to have him around. However, I mean, you know, I think that there is a team that it will be out there that will, you know, vie for his services, especially after, you know, if this gets resolved, especially if we get to that point where things get resolved, I think he'll kick again.
What about you, Alex? Do you feel like Justin Tucker kicks again in the NFL?
I think he's going to have a suspension, something similar to what happened with Deshaun Watson. So I think maybe he'll have like a 1 year hiatus. He'll come back. I don't know if he'll be with the Ravens. I agree with Manny, but he'll probably be back for the 2026 season, I think.
Ray, what about you?
As of right now, I'll have to say yes, he's going to kick, because granted, there is allegations attached to him, but we haven't heard anything from the NFL league office. This hasn't been any kind of traction as far as, all right, we need to do something with this guy. Went through the playoffs after the allegations came about. No noise. So until the league actually responds to it, and considering what happened with Deshaun Watson, he came back.
Yep.
Certain things were rescinded, et cetera, et cetera. I think the league is going to let this one play out before anything happens. And if that does, in fact, play out, then he'll be kicking in the fall.
That's interesting. And we've seen the NFL way differently than when Roger Goodell, early in his tenure, where he was just coming in with a hammer, being like, oh, you have charges, you have allegations, you're gone for 4 or 5 games. He was not afraid to be judge, jury, and executioner in many cases. And that has not been the case. We've seen him kind of just have the NFL take a step back until things play out in the legal system. I think there's a greater chance he does not kick ever again than maybe you guys do. And a lot of this, unfortunately, comes down to the simple fact that, like, people care about production and how much your production weighs against whatever baggage you have. If Justin Tucker was the Justin Tucker he was in 2018, 2015, 2017, where he was the best kicker in the NFL, and you have these allegations, I think there's a chance, whether he's proven innocent or guilty or there's some kind of settlement, I think there's a chance that perhaps after whatever suspension or punishment he deals with, someone brings him back because they feel like he can win them games. Justin Tucker was such a disaster last year as a kicker. I wonder if the league kind of does like a wink-wink to everyone saying, hey, this guy's probably not worth it. He seems kind of washed. Let's just wash our hands of it, so to speak, and just move on from this guy. So I'm going to say he doesn't, but we've seen guys come back from, honestly, a lot worse, which is kind of crazy, but this is the reality that is of the NFL. What else we got here, Manny?
Well, to the NBA, if you blinked, you might have missed the actual basketball that was played. Stephen Curry's 12 points in the final of the All-Star game was enough to give him the Kobe Bryant All-Star Game MVP award as Shaq's OGs beat Chuck's Global Stars 41-25. Curry, he began knocking them down from Oakland late in the first-to-40 finale, the first of its type in this new format round-robin tournament. All 12 of Steph's points coming from behind the arc. However, EJ, one of the big discussions of the night is how much time elapsed between each game. And, you know, I don't like this guy, but he brought up a good point. Here's Hawks guard Trae Young.
To be honest, I didn't like it at all. I don't like the breaks, how long. I mean, the games were so short, obviously. We can score. And so they're trying, I feel like, trying to extend the game or extend the TV time with breaks and things like that.
Extending the TV time with breaks and ads.
Yeah, it's one of those things where the worst guy you know has a great idea. Like, yeah. That's pretty much what I feel about with Trae Young. But in all seriousness, you know, Trae Young very badly wanted to be in this game. And he talked about how much he felt like he was snubbed from being in an All-Star game.
Got traded.
Yeah. And he made a whole shirt to talk about how he was happy he finally did get into the game. So I do feel for him here because if you watch the game, I know he technically got to play two games. But if you're a fan of a Jalen Brunson, you're a fan of some of the guys that were on these teams that didn't advance, you got to watch some Jalen Williams, a guy, a young star for the Thunder. You got to watch these guys for a couple of minutes, and then that was it. That was the end of their nights. And that there's something that has to be figured out here. I gave you my solutions. I think you go back to a 12-minute quarter game. I think you go back to maybe a East versus West or a USA versus World. But Trey's not wrong there. That the amount of time that took place between commercials, between games, right, between
it was unbearable.
Halves. I mean, it was ridiculous. And it just felt like it was being filled with nothing. It would be different if maybe there was something substantial happening.
No.
But I got, you know, Kevin Hart talking about Shaq's hat and things that just nobody absolutely cares about.
I mean, I heard you talking about Kevin Hart in the first segment. I mean, I didn't know that I woke up in 2017. I mean, really, Kevin Hart was what we... I mean, I love Kevin Hart. I spend my hard-earned money to go watch Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's what we're getting in 2025 out of the All-Star game? Kevin Hart appearances in San Francisco?
The whole thing felt like a corporate presentation.
100%.
And to me, if you were... I saw this tweet last night. If you were presenting corporate sponsors with some kind of event or some kind of representation of the NBA, you probably would have come up with finding Kevin Hart and Mr. Beast and 5 minutes of basketball being like, here, corporate sponsors, give us money. This sounds very Silicon Valley 2025, being so behind the curve with all the other elements that were part of this game. It was an absolute joke.
And the last thing you want the NBA to be is old. Mm. Or behind the curve. This was stunning last night to see that.
Yeah, absolutely right. Anything else, Manny?
Yeah, I mean, real quick, I just wanted to wrap that up. You know, we mentioned we're joking about how much time went between all these games. Well, Young last night, I didn't know they were keeping time. He scored 4 points in 11 minutes, EJ.
No man is going to get in Trae Young's stat line, especially if it was not a good one. Thank you so much, Manny. We'll have more of your calls on the NBA All-Star Weekend. And what are your fixes? You guys have heard mine. I want to hear yours. Call in 855-212-4227. I didn't say this at the top of the show, but I usually don't forget, but I will remember here. You can't call into the show at 855-212-4227. There's good news because there's multiple ways to reach the show. As I always say, any show I host, there's two commandments. Number one, EJ will keep it 100. I think the fact that I started this show saying that this is the corniest era of NBA stars in the history of the sport suggests that I am to my word in that regard. And number two, EJ is ducking no smoke. So if you don't like anything I've said, or even if you do agree with anything I said, I want to hear from you. And if that means you can't call in at 855-212-4227, you can also hit me up on social media. Hit me up on Twitter/X or whatever that idiot bozo Elon Musk is calling it today. EJ_Stewards, where you'll find me there. Hit me up on Instagram, @EJ. Make sure you hit up the show as well, @MaggieandPearls, where you can find us on social media. Maggie and Perloffs, where you'll find us on Instagram. More NBA All-Star Talk, and what is the future of Russell Wilson? More of that next. Welcome to Maggie and Perloff. This is EJ Stewart filling in for Maggie and Perloff. Number to call in, 855-212-4227. We've been talking about fixes for the All-Star game. I want to hear from you and what your ideas are. Let's get to the phone lines here. Let's go to Jerry, who's joining from South Carolina. What's up, Jerry? You're on Maggie and Perloff with EJ Stewart.
Hey, good morning, EJ. Thanks for taking my phone call. Yeah, they need to go back to the original East-West format, because back then, you know, the older generation, you know, they took the All-Star game. Sizzle, of course, had some sentence. I mean, the fans enjoyed, you know, Magic and Bird and Jordan and all the older school players, Wilt and all of them, Oscar.
Yeah.
You know, they took the All-Star game serious because it meant something. It was set them go out there and compete, play defense, enjoy the love of the game. Now, you know, these newer generation players, now it's all about me. They have such a big ego, and then, you know, they're small. But, yeah, if you get sit down, Commissioner Silver, sit down, you know, with the players' union and, you know, go back to the original East-West format and tell the newer generation players to, you know, take the All-Star game more seriously, you know. Yeah, that way, you know, play defense, compete, make the game, the All-Star game, signing for the fans, too, like it was back in the day, you know, when I was watching the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah, I hear you, Jerry, and I appreciate that perspective, talking about some of the greats ever play and how much they took pride in this game. And thanks so much for the phone call, and don't be a stranger. I think the only problem with going back to East-West is we did that for a while, and that was really where this began. There was a time in the NBA where there was some pride in East versus West, but that's changed now. But it's just because of the time zone, in terms of like just how much travel there is in the NBA, the easiness of the travel, the amount of games that are being played among interconference opponents, similarly to the MLB All-Star game, but not nearly as much of an issue in the MLB All-Star game. But I think some of that definitely has permeated the NBA All-Star game, which is why I think you can go back to East versus West in order to get to 24 best players. But I think if you do that, you got to add some stakes. And I know it was very unpopular during the NBA, during the Major League Baseball era, but I actually didn't mind it. I would go to giving home court advantage in the NBA Finals to the winner of the conference in the NBA All-Star game. Because to me, if I'm a Boston Celtics fan and I'm watching the All-Star game and I'm watching Jason Tatum mess around and not take the game seriously and then watch him potentially lose home court advantage for our team, the Boston Celtics, one of the best teams in the NBA, in the All-Star game, it's going to be harder for him to come back to Boston and explain himself. You know, if I'm an Oklahoma City Thunder fan and I'm watching Shai Gilgeous-Alexander mess around for 25, 30 minutes, and then we blow a chance at home field advantage in the NBA Finals, I'm going to feel a way about that. I think that's one of the ways you could potentially put pressure on these guys. So if we do East versus West, I think you got to add that stipulation, and I think you got to show them some bread. As they said in Jerry Maguire, show me the money. I give these guys $5 million if you win, each player. And don't tell them the NBA don't got it. They just signed a $75 billion TV deal. They can pay these guys $5 million each for winning an All-Star game. Let's get to Kevin quickly, who's in San Antonio. Kevin, what is your idea for the NBA All-Star game, and what did you see last night?
Well, this is my first time calling your show. I'm a favorite for Maggie and Perloff.
Oh, yeah.
I think that they need to – I'll piggyback that other caller. I think that they need to go back to the East and West, but put a little bit – put back the WNBA star and the NBA star put together for a three-point contest.
Mm.
That brought – a lot of people, but also that's just going to bring the WNBA out.
Yeah, and the WNBA has grown a bunch in viewership and fans. And Kevin, thanks so much for the phone call. And that was, you know, and talk about dereliction of duty once again from Adam Silver. The best part of last year's All-Star Weekend, which was also a disaster and a disgrace, was Sabrina versus Steph Curry in the three-point contest. And between trying to get Caitlin Clark involved, and then she didn't want to do it, and then an issue with whether Sabrina Ionescu was healthy enough through a three-point contest, we didn't get that again. And I do feel like it shows, once again, Adam Silver not having a clue. Because the one thing that did work was the only aspect that was not involved in this year's All-Star Weekend, And as we saw, nothing worked out for the NBA.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.